You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are visiting with Leslie Schumacher, the owner of Talent Q Consulting, which provides talent analysis and management consulting services. Leslie, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's great to be here.
Well, great to have you. So I understand you're a talent analyst. What is that? What is a talent analyst?
Yes, well, every couple of months, my kids ask me that again. And what do you do again? So the easiest way, I think, to explain it is, as a talent analyst, I work with companies to identify the skills and talents and motivations of a job candidate or an existing employee, and then to see if the person is a good fit for that particular job that the client is looking to fill. And I do this by interviewing a person and asking behavioral-based questions, and by utilizing predictive assessment tools that are customized to that particular position. So, for example, the questions I ask and the assessment tool that I use, let's say for a salesperson, is very different than what I would use for an office manager position. And then where the management part comes in is that once I know the talents and skills and motivations of a person, then I can work with the manager on what are the best ways to coach and develop that person by using strength management strategies.
Now, you've mentioned strength management. What is that exactly?
Strength management simply is the concept of managing to people's individual strengths. So you find out what a person's strengths are, and you fit those to the tasks of the job. So, you know, instead of trying to fix every weakness, you concentrate on further developing someone's strengths. And the reason why this all got started was because research showed that even a fantastic manager can only improve a weak area in an employee by about 20%, and they have to keep that focus in order to keep that 20% increase. They have to continue to focus on that area with the person. But when you are coaching and developing someone in a natural strength area, that person's productivity or learning can increase 10 times as much as non-strength areas. So, you know, when you fit a person's talents to the requirements of the job, that person has a significantly higher chance of being successful in the company. And the other thing is it helps the company retain the person. So I don't know if you're familiar with Jim Collins and the Good to Great book that he wrote several years back, but one of his famous quotes from that was, you have to get the right people on the bus, the wrong people off the bus, and then the right people in the right seats in order to be a successful company leader. So that kind of, in a capsule, is what strength management is all about.
So how can managers identify talents and strengths in candidates they are considering for a position?
Well, the first thing that I tell managers to do is you have to identify what skills and traits and behaviors are really key for success in the job. Now, this isn't a laundry list of, you know, the ideal perfect employee, because, you know, that person doesn't exist. So to really look at, okay, what are the actual must-haves for this particular job for the person to be successful? And then once you have that narrowed down, then you can develop interview questions that are related to those key attributes. And that's what's called behavioral interview questions. So instead of asking, you know, the traditional interview questions are things like, you know, tell me where you see yourself in 5 years, or what are your strengths and weaknesses? And the problem with those candidates is, or with those questions, is that candidates are expecting those and they have prepared answers and they relate specifically to the job skills and talents that you're looking for that position. So, let me give you an example. Let's say that a key attribute you're looking for in a person for this job is somebody who can overcome obstacles, because that's something they'll face a lot. So a behavioral question that relates to that particular trait would be, so tell me about a big mistake you've made and what happened. So that's really how you can start to identify talents and strengths in candidates, and then you can take it a step further. And what I always recommend then is to do some type of predictive, validated assessment test. And there's lots of companies that do those, but you just want to make sure that you're using a company that has done validity tests and that the test is predictive of success in that position.
Today we're joined by Leslie Schumacher, the owner of Talent Q Consulting, which provides talent analysts and management consulting services here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Leslie, what are some things you recommend to managers in order to develop and coach their employees for maximum results?
Well, I think one of the really important things to do is to find out how they like to be managed by asking them. For example, I use what I call a new employee interview, and it asks questions where the manager would ask the new employee, how do you like to be recognized, or how often do you want me to touch base with you, and what type of communication do you like best, and things like what type of rewards are most motivating to you. And I think that's really important to do that with new hires, because those are the types of things that you don't want to just guess at. You want to know for sure, and the best way to find out is to ask.
And what are some of the biggest mistakes you see managers making when hiring and managing people?
Well, I think the first most common mistake I see is a lot of managers tend to hire mirror images of themselves. And a lot of times that's not the right person to hire for that position. And sometimes it's hard for a manager to distance himself or herself from what their strengths and motivations and desires are, and really look at the particular job and say, well, what is it that's needed for this job? Because a lot of times a manager will hire someone that is very similar and that they feel comfortable with. And then it turns out that that person maybe is not the right fit because they don't have the right talents or skills for that particular job. And I think the second thing that I see a lot with managers when they're hiring is, I call it getting blinded by someone's woo. And woo is something that was named by Gallup, and it stands for winning others over. And people who have this strength are the type of people that walk in and light up a room, and they're, you know, just fun to be around, and they make relationships quickly, and they're the type of people that you feel like after 5 minutes, you feel so comfortable with them, like you've known them all your life. And that's a great attribute to have, but that alone, for example, doesn't make you a great salesperson. And a lot of times I'll have sales managers think that because someone is very outgoing and has that contagious enthusiasm, that they also have the other strengths that it takes to be a salesperson. And it's tough sometimes not to get caught up in that, because those are the people that you hit it off with a lot of times and really like.
And finally, if you had a chance to give a manager just one key thing to remember that would help him or her be more effective with employees, what would that be?
I think it would be to ask questions. Ask people what their expectations of you as their manager are. What do you expect of me? What do you need from me? What are your expectations of the job? A lot of times, people who flame out quickly in a job say that the reason is because the job isn't what they thought it was going to be. So you've got to be really clear about job expectations during the hiring process, and then continue that after the person's hired, because, you know, jobs change and expectations change. So you need to know, what are their expectations of you? What are their expectations of the job, and does that match up with yours? And what are their expectations of the company? And then review that with the person every couple of months, because people's expectations and needs and desires change, and you want to make sure you're continuing that dialogue so that you're retaining people and you don't have retention issues and you're really growing people in their positions.
Leslie, if you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Talent Q Consulting online.
Sure. It's www.talentqconsulting.com.
And that's easy enough. We certainly appreciate you coming out. She is Leslie Schumacher, the owner of Talent Q Consulting, which provides talent analysis and management consulting services. And once again, the website of reference is talentqconsulting.com. Leslie, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. I really enjoyed it.
We did as well, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.